I'm David Ware, and this is a Capitol Snapshot. From its first meeting in Little Rock in the summer of 1821 until its last in 1836, the legislature of Arkansas Territory occupied no home of its own. Efforts to secure a permanent home for Arkansas's government began during the administration of Territorial Governor John Pope. Pope started lobbying the U.S. Congress for assistance. In March of 1831, Congress appropriated 10 sections of public land to be sold in order to fund a territorial courthouse or capitol. Quickly, former Territorial Secretary Robert Crittenden persuaded friends in the Assembly to enact a measure giving him the 10 sections of land in exchange for his Little Rock house, at that time Little Rock's largest and most elegant dwelling. Governor Pope vetoed the measure, however, recognizing that while the mansion would serve present purposes, a territorial courthouse should be built for the future. It should, in his words, command the admiration and respect of the passing stranger and have a moral and political influence on the whole community. I'm Capitol historian David Ware. For the Arkansas Secretary of State's office, this has been a Capitol Snapshot.